Hello, my name is Kate Sikowski. I'm a four-year senior at Mount Edgecombe High School. I'm from Toke, a town with a population of around 2,000 people, located 90 miles from the Canadian border. On February 25th, I got the chance to give testimony regarding the climate change resolution at the Assembly Board meeting. Although the meeting did not turn out the way I'd hoped, it was a fascinating new experience to be able to voice my opinion and have it heard. Toke has no local government, so Sitka's Assembly meeting was a completely new process for me. I was nervous while giving testimony, but I spoke from the heart and was honest in voicing my concerns. Climate change is important to me because I have grown up watching its effects. As someone who lives a subsistence lifestyle at home, I don't want to lose the precious resources that make Alaska special. I have been aware of these problems since I was a child, and I remember growing up afraid for my future. Oftentimes, when I would speak out about how I felt, my opinion would be dismissed, and I would get laughed at. Many others my age have grown up going through the same things, and it wasn't until I started going to Mount Edgecombe that I realized I was not alone. Kids from all over the state feel the same way. I think it's important for people my age to remember that we hold power, and the best way to handle this fear and utilize our power is to get involved. I have been pleasantly surprised by how easy it is to get involved in Sitka. Between Youth for Sustainable Futures and my internship at Sitka Conservation Society, it's easy to find people who are willing to listen and to educate me. I will be representing my hometown Toke and Sitka this March at AYA, which is Alaska Youth for Environmental Action. I'm super excited to learn more about processes like these and how I can make a difference for the future. Becoming involved helps me feel powerful and drives away the fear I used to deal with. My outlook on the future is becoming more and more positive. I see a lot of people ready to learn about the effects of climate change, such as ocean acidification, land erosion, increase in wildfires, glacial melt, and the rise of sea levels. I also see people ready to make changes to become more sustainable and to reduce their emissions, which will lead to better outcomes for our state. This is inspiring to see, and I believe that the youth of Alaska will do what Alaskans do best and come together for the sake of our beautiful state. My name is Kate. Thank you for listening.